Newsbeat. Bringing news to the nation, this is Radio Caroline Newsbeat, fast and factual.
West Berlin, a British military patrol jeep skidded and overturned today, finishing up between the first two barbed wire barriers in the eastern sector. The two occupants suffered slight injuries and managed to get back to the west with their equipment before communist guards came on the scene. Later, with permission from the East Germans, the jeep was towed back. London, Mr. Wilson, the Prime Minister, has left for his three-day Russian visit. Tomorrow in Moscow, he'll be touring the British trade fair, and on Monday, he's expected to see the Soviet Prime Minister, Mr. Kosygin, for discussions on Vietnam and other world problems. Mr. Wilson said he'd be making a statement about Britain's new economic measures on his return. Durham, the General Secretary of the Miners' Union, speaking at their gala, said natural gas would become the cheapest form of energy. The large oil concerns would push their interest in this field and constitute a grave threat to the future of the coal industry. Chicago, National Guardsmen brought in to deal with the riots have returned to their barracks with everything under control. They'll return to duty this evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the civil rights leader, has cancelled his trip to Geneva because of the trouble. Washington, 18 Democratic senators who have actively opposed the escalation of the Vietnam War have called on the North Vietnamese to refrain from acts of violence against captured American prisoners. They said execution of the captured airmen would incite public demand for swift retaliation and reduce the influence of the Americans trying to curtail the fighting. The World Cup, England meets Mexico this evening in a crucial match which must be won if the English team is to have a fair chance to qualify for the quarterfinals. West Germany and Argentina also meet. Other games, Portugal will play Bulgaria and Italy play Russia. On the weather front, sunny periods and showers in all areas. Tonight the rain will die out, making way for a generally sunny day tomorrow. Temperatures cool. The Caroline temperature, 63 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 centigrade.
This has been Caroline Newsbeat.
The next news at 6 o'clock on the Newsbeat, Bob Lee.